Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Your Pleasure as a Black Woman. So I wanted to come record this in real time while I was feeling the feels after having a conversation with the client. Sometimes the question is, how do we get to pleasure? How do we get to a place in our life where pleasure is possible without concerning ourselves with all the other circumstances that are going on in our life? And I'm feeling that in real time. And I had a client that's feeling it as well. Living a life of pleasure does not mean that there aren't hard moments, that there aren't hard times, that you don't feel discouraged. What it means is you find the pleasure in that moment. So today I was having a conversation with a client and she was just talking about how she's just feeling very overwhelmed. She doesn't feel like she has the support that she needs. And she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know where to start. And that is such a common feeling, not just among all my clients, but myself as well. In this moment, which is why I hit record, I feel a little discouraged. Things are hard right now. And it's hard to be in that place and express yourself to people and have someone say, but you're so strong, or I know you'll make it through this. I know you'll get to the other side. You're so, you think quick on your feet. You're so smart. You've gone through things before and came out on the other side. And while all that is true, that is not always the best of advice that we as Black women want to hear. We want to hear that we are supported. There's a lot going on in my house right now. I'm sorry. We want to hear that we're supported. We want to hear that someone has our back. We want to hear relax. We want to hear I've got it. And it's hard to relish in pleasure when you feel like there's no time to enjoy it. There's no time to slow down because there's always so much that needs to be done. There's always someone that needs something. There's always something that's due. There's always somewhere you gotta go. And I understand. And I work with a lot of women that express that it's hard to do when it feels like there is no one there to pick you up off of the ground. Which is why I created my membership community, which is why I created the Virtual Vixen Suite, because it became very evident that in these moments, like for me, feeling discouraged, feeling down, letting it be hard, I've gotten to a place where I can pull myself up, where I can acknowledge what is and still find pleasure in it. But that took work and everyone's not able to do it. But I created the Virtual Vixen Suite for women, especially Black women, to have a small pocket of space in this world where they can go and say, I need help. I'm having a hard day. And in that space, I can say, how can I support you? Not, you're doing such a great job, or I know you'll make it through. Like between myself and my self-worth coach, Jasmine, we can really hold that space and say, well, what do you need in this moment? How can we support you? Whatever, you know, whatever that looks like. And there's just not a lot of spaces like that. And it just really dawned on me today after talking to a client and going through, I feel like I have to sneeze. It'll come when it comes, but and kind of going through a tough spot in my life. It's very evident when you're intentional and you pay attention to what people say to you, when you express that you need help or express that you're having a hard time, it is that innate, just automatic habit to say, you got this, but you're so strong, you get through anything. And it makes you not want to ask for help. It makes you not want to share with people when you're struggling or what you're going through. So I didn't mean for this to be a long episode. I just wanted to reflect that even me as the expert, as the coach, as the therapist, no one is exempt from having moments of discouragement. No one is exempt from having a bad day. No one is exempt from feeling just like beaten down, overwhelmed. No one is exempt from that. And these are the times, these are the moments where someone is just needing like, hey, I got you. Hey, sit and talk. Hey, how can I support you? That is what we are looking for. And I just wanted to come on here and let you know that even I'm not exempt from it. The professionals are not exempt from it. The celebrities are not exempt from it. No one is exempt from the ebbs and flows of life. So that's all I really had for you. So I hope you have a wonderful day. And if any of this resonated for you, please leave a comment, like, share. And if you feel like you need the space to be able to release and to ask for support, click on the link in the show notes for the virtual Vixen Suite. We would love to have you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.